The Warner Brothers Pictures logo, yellow writing against a cloudy sky, a Time Warner company. Village Roadshow Pictures. A road stretches out through the desert. A traffic light hangs above it. Two sports cars, one red, one yellow, line up alongside each other. A tortoise crawls between them. The cars race neck and neck. The speedometer breaches 100. A beefy, ringed hand shifts the gear stick. Seen in a wing mirror, a motorcyclist bears down on them. The cars swerve to block him. The biker brakes sharply behind the dueling cars. A hand touches a red button. An engine bursts aflame and the yellow car surges ahead. The bike falls behind the cars, which jostle against each other, 160 miles per hour. The biker wheelies and surges between the speeding cars. The cars skid to a halt as the bike passes them. A sign reading, "Cars suck," spins in its slipstream. Torque. The leather-clad motorcyclist stops outside a diner, surrounded by windmills. A young boy is squatting against a petrol pump.
Fast bike, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Want me to fill it up?
I'm not here for the gas. Keep an eye on it for me.
Roguishly handsome biker Ford, encased in black and orange leather, strides into the diner. The waitress eyes him. Ford stands before a wall covered in Polaroids. A picture of him and a pretty blonde biker girl, Ford and Shane. He takes it with him. The dusty sports cars roar up.
Leave it on the road, guys. That little stunt almost cost you my ride, biker boy. You're in my way. I was in a hurry.
Well, now you're gonna be late.
Hey! Get your dirty little punk ass off my car!
He shoves the kid over.
What is it about driving cars that makes you all such assholes?
They scrap. One thug grabs a tire iron. Ford beats the two thugs up in a swashbuckling style.
You can do something about these dirty windows.
$5.
Make it 10.
One prostrate thug tosses the boy his wallet.
Thanks.
Buckle up!
The two battered drivers roar off. Two bikers pull up and dismount.
Well, didn't take long for you to find trouble.
Step up. I'm running a 2-for-1 special today. Special, huh? Can I get fries with that? Because I'm hungry as hell. What's up?
How you doing, boy?
Good to see you, man. I can say the same for you.
Oh, poor.
Val, Dalton, late as usual.
Dude's gone 6 months in Thailand without a word, and now he's busting our chops.
Since when'd you get so sensitive? I got a rally to get to.
Must be in a hurry to die.
Yeah, Henry James and his boys aren't gonna be as happy to see you as we are.
Thought you were on the run. Why are you back now?
I gotta make things right. Stop thinking about her.
And here I thought it was all about us.
Look, this is my mess, not yours. You don't have to make this run.
Can't let you have all the fun.
You're gonna need us.
Yes, I am.
Still know how to ride that thing?
Guess we'll have to race the twisties to find out.
Ford, What the hell are you doing?
Don't want to miss that look on your face when I blow past you.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents, in association with Village Roadshow Pictures, Three Bikers Race Through the Desert. A Neil H. Moritz production. Martin Henderson. Ice Cube. Monet Mazur. Adam Scott. Matt Schulze. Will Yun Lee. Jane Presley. Max Beasley. Christina Million. And Jay Hernandez. Freeze on Love, Fredro Starr, Justina Machado, John Doe. Casting by Sarah Halley Finn, CSR, and Randy Miller, CSR. Visual effects supervisor, Eric Durst. Costumes designed by Elisabetta Beraldo. Music by Trevor Rabin. Co-producer, Greg Tharp. Edited by Howard E. Smith, ACE, and David Blackburn. Production designer, Peter J. Hampton. Director of Photography, Peter Levy. Executive producers, Mike Rackmill, Graham Burke, and Bruce Berman. Produced by Neil H. Moritz and Brad Love. Written by Matt Johnson. Directed by Joseph Kahn. A dark-skinned biker, Junior, reclines, sleeping across his motorbike. Written on the sole of his boot, "Hi there." He tumbles off as the three bikes roar past. Behind him, a huge gang of black-skinned bikers watch the three friends roar past. Junior gets to his feet, seething. Junior tails Ford and friends.
We got company!
They dodge an oncoming car.
What's his problem? I got him!
They barge bikes and fight as they ride.
Your ass is mine! Let's go then, punk!
Come on! What you got?
Like that?
Bring that piece of shit off!
A petrol tanker converges on them. They swerve to avoid the tanker, and Junior tumbles off into the dirt. Dalton pulls off his helmet and races over to him. Dalton yanks the stricken biker to his feet.
I'm burning! I'm burning!
They tussle.
Relax!
He should have let it burn, man! He could have killed us! Hey, punk, we ain't done yet. Move out of the way. Come on, move out of the way, Ford. Let's see if this guy fights as bad as he rides.
Walk away.
You got loud pipes, but you ain't say nothing.
You ain't gonna like how this ends.
Ford bashes Junior to the ground and is knocked down as lots more dark-skinned bikers roar up. Ford, Val, and Dalton stand surrounded by a biker gang. Ford's leather jacket reads, "Carpe Diem." Junior leers at Ford.
Your turn to burn, white boy.
One final biker joins the ring of motorbikes. The rider dismounts and swaggers forward. He picks up Junior's dropped knife.
Shut up, Jay. Drop something. Just take care of some business, T. Ford. Heard you was up in Indochina eating sushi and shit. I thought sushi came from Japan. Know where sushi come from, nigga. I ain't even talking to you. You know I can smash you right now. You and your little tricycle friends. But I'm gonna give you a pass. Consider it a welcome home present. Under one condition. Somebody gonna get my brother a new bike.
I want his bike.
I ain't giving you shit.
Dalton glares at Junior. Ford and Trey, the gang leader, stand face to face.
Well, there's only one way you're getting one of these bikes.
Trey smiles to himself.
I know you've been gone a long time, Ford. But not long enough to forget who run things around here. Now, I hate to see you end up as Dojo's dentist.
Trey, one time.
Probably not a good time to be feeding Dojo anything, huh?
Get that bike from you later.
Ford smiles cheekily back at him. A police car has pulled up nearby.
Hey, officer, how's it going? Beautiful day today.
The three friends arrive at a motorbike rally in a small desert town.
The fog is lifted, the earth is shifted, it raised the gifted. You knew I'd be back, so pack your bone to hit the road. Cause daddy's home with the funky, I told you. Do not hate or question the music.
A throng of bikers, a sign reads bike wash. Scantily clad women drape themselves over classic bikes. Bikers arm wrestle, beer is poured. Security guards tussle with bikers. Chicks wash bikes with foamy sponges. Ford, Val and Dalton pull up. Other bikers trick ride.
What are you waiting for?
What do you think, man?
Nice. Come on, go show these boys how to ride.
How about a ride?
I don't know, this thing might be too much for you.
We'll never know until I'm on it.
All right, you too.
It's not that I don't enjoy your company.
Just be gentle with him.
Val spots a beautiful exotic girl astride a bike.
Nice bike.
Nice ass.
Got a name?
Yeah.
A man is thrown out of a window. A thug, Luther, wielding a bike chain, chases after him and assaults him. Luther clocks Ford.
Ford, what's he doing here?
Dalton rides down the main drag, standing atop his bike, trick riding, then hanging off the back. The crowd applauds. Sporting a black Ramones t-shirt, Ford swigs a bottle of beer and eyes a blonde woman at a store with a sign reading Shane. He stares, his mouth hanging open, looking nervous. He approaches her from behind.
Be with you in a second. Looking for something particular?
Yeah, you got one of them seats in a pink Naga hide? Maybe with a little gold fringe.
You never were funny, Ford.
Oh, come on. You used to think I was funny. Maybe you just lost your sense of humor, Shane.
I think I have a pretty good sense of humor. Like, the morning you skipped town right before federal agents raided my shop, waving warrants around, telling me my boyfriend's a drug dealer. That was funny. I laughed my ass off for weeks.
I wrote you letters.
I made fires.
I tried to call.
Yeah, but my phone was tapped for 6 months. That was fun, too.
Can I explain?
Let me guess. You're sorry, you didn't mean to hurt me, you were just trying to protect me, and it wasn't your fault.
It was my fault.
We're closed.
The sign said.
Well, the sign lied. Thanks. You too, Ford.
He stares back at her, then plonks himself down.
You don't know how many times I've played this conversation out in my head in the last 6 months.
Must be frustrating.
She kicks him away.
You got balls even coming here, you know that? The feds are still after you, not to mention the Hellions, and Henry James still thinks that you stole his bikes.
Yeah. Well, that's because I did.
Ford?
Yeah.
Go now, please, before I...
Another biker gang roar into town. Short-haired Luther is riding a chopper handlebar bike, which he parks up in front of Shane's. Next to him, a burly, bearded, tattooed bruiser dismounts. His hair is cropped, but grows long and blonde at the back.
And to think, we almost decided to go to the beach this weekend. Lucky for me, Luther hates to swim.
Luther plays with a flick knife.
Henry?
I don't know why you're buying a new seat, Ford. Looks to me like you haven't broken in your old one yet.
Looks like Ford prefers to ride bitch to me.
Looks to me like you ought to think about buying a new seat yourself, Henry. You share one with your friends long enough and you're liable to catch something.
Henry James grabs his leather-clad girlfriend as she lunges for Shane with a butterfly knife. He slaps the tattooed, pierced biker chick on her ear, then throws motorbike parts around.
Heard you were in Indochina. Some shit like that. Good food, though?
Thailand, actually, but yeah, the food was great. Thanks for asking.
You're a pretty funny guy, Ford. Tell me, you got a punchline for this? Where are my goddamn bites?
You really want them? Or what's inside them?
Where are they?
Henry dropped Ford's beer bottle.
Why don't you just cut it out of him?
No, he won't. He's too smart for that. Because he knows if he touches me, he'll never get his shit back.
Then again, I'm not that smart. Jake!
Shane tosses Ford a gun as Henry pulls a knife. Ford aims it between Henry's eyes.
You've got till sundown to hand over my bikes.
Henry walks off, remounts, and roars off ahead of his gang. The gang ride down the main street under bunting. Night.
Your brother said we had a deal.
Junior don't do the deals around here. I do.
Well, the junior ain't allowed to make deals. He shouldn't be allowed to speak.
That's funny, because I was thinking the same thing.
I didn't come here to watch you pet your dog, primate.
I didn't invite you, Dukes of Hazzard ass. So you can raise up whenever you feel it. The answer is no. You're not slanging your dope on my streets.
Hand me that bottle. Look, I'm not some dime bag street punk. I'm a businessman. And I'm telling you to make this right.
I wouldn't give a shit if you was Don Corleone himself. The answer is still no. Just get out of my face.
Trey's sexy girlfriend makes eye contact with Henry. Henry leaves.
What the hell was you looking at?
I love you.
Yo, Trey, what's wrong with you, man? I thought you would have been down with that shit. You could have made a killing off that cracker. First, you're gonna act a fool up there on the road, now this? Huh? What's wrong with you? You messing with my goddamn good nature, boy. Go give me a beer, man. You messing up my buzz.
Give me a Diet Pepsi. Don't slam my door. You better count to 10. I'm gonna whoop his ass.
Shut up. Put Rashawn and Noma on him. Dojo got more sense than that boy.
Bikers race. Dalton smiles, reflected in a mirror. A biker chops a bike chain in two.
Henry, looks like you're the one riding bitch.
A severed bike chain is draped over handlebars. Shane sits astride her bike, hits the ignition, but no response. Ford rides up.
Looks like your engine could use a little work.
Ford, what part of I don't love you anymore? You're a bastard and I never want to see you again. Didn't you understand?
How about the part that stops you from driving off right now?
She rides off and accelerates up the street, swerving between pedestrians and fireworks. Ford pursues. Points ahead. She turns off into a side street and races past dodging pedestrians. She brakes and comes to a halt. Ford is leaning on his bike right in front of her.
one beer, but you're buying.
The bike speeds to a stop outside a four-story building. Trey barges past burly black bouncers.
What up, Junior? You all right?
No, I'm definitely not all right, man. Boom!
A rock and roll concert in a packed nightclub. Bikers drink and dance. Junior barges into Ford and Shane.
Watch out, white boy!
How about we call it an accident?
How about I kick your ass?
No, I prefer we still call it an accident.
How about now?
No, it looks like you owe me a beer.
Ford punches Junior's throat, and Junior is dragged away by his friends. Another black biker reveals two handguns stuck in his trousers. Trey is glaring at them. Trey tilts his head, Shane departs, and Ford follows her. Junior glares after them. Trey grabs Junior and frog marches him away.
Talk to you. Why you always got to show your ass, man, huh? Why you can't come here and play your position? Don't give me, boy. Look, man, I love you, man. You're my brother, but you better stop embarrassing me, man. Stop acting so damn crazy. And I got your back for life. Well, if you got my back, then show me, blood. On anything. You ain't got my back, man. You ain't got my back, Trey. Get you, man. Watch out. Get out of my way, man.
Dawson's Creek almost beat your brother's ass, bud. Shut up, man. Go get my dog.
What are we gonna do about Ford?
I think Junior just solved our problem.
Why don't we just grab him right now?
No. Not now. I got a better idea. Get the boys.
What is it with you, Ford? Everywhere you go, everything turns to hell.
Yeah, it's a talent I have.
He pulls her hoodie over her face playfully. She smiles. Henry turns to his girlfriend.
Go powder your nose, China.
Luther grins, China leaves. Henry and Luther attack other clubbers.
Let's have some fun.
Trey calls out and punches somebody. Fighting erupts.
You like to thank the Hellions for messing up another game? I'm out of here.
He ain't going anywhere.
Here he comes, right around here.
See ya.
Junior disappears through a side door, which is closed behind him by a white biker thug. Junior prances restlessly in a red-lit room, watched by Luther. It's the gents, and Luther is sitting on a toilet. Junior backs away, palms raised.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Luther raises fists playfully as Junior cowers. Luther smashed Junior into a mirror. Henry.
You screwed me, Junior.
I assume you're apologizing for setting up a deal you couldn't do. I made promises based on your black ass.
China lurks in a cubicle. Luther menaces Junior as Henry swaggers around the latrine.
Now, I've got a problem. But you're gonna help me out of it.
Yo, dog. Just give me a little time, all right? I'm gonna talk to Trey. We can work this out, man. I can make this happen, all right?
Henry shakes his head.
Time's up.
Henry garrots Junior with a bike chain.
Know what to do, baby?
At a motel.
There's this one road that winds up the coast from Bangkok to Bhutani. It's got mountains on one side, the ocean on the other, so close sometimes it feels like you can just drag your foot in it.
Ford and Shane walk round a pool.
The last 6 months, every time I took that drive, I thought about you.
Did you come all this way to sell me a trip to Thailand? You got to the bottom of this beer. Explain away.
All right. First met Henry about a year ago. I didn't really like him, but he was a paying customer. I fixed his chopper a couple of times.
She glugs beer. He grabs the bottle off her.
Six months ago, he turns up at your shop with these two bikes. He asked me if I'd mind looking after him for a few days. I figure, what the hell, right? So I do. Then I go to move them. They don't start. So I check the tanks. They're filled with kilos of crystal meth. It's the first thing, I get them out of there.
So that's why that Fed McPherson raided my shop after you split. And then you dropped off the face of the earth.
I took off so you wouldn't get dragged into it. I split. Now it looks like I'm the only one involved with Henry.
So you left to protect me? What'd you think? You were gonna just come back in town and explain everything, and then we just ride off into the sunset together?
He joins her on a spinning roundabout.
More or less.
Well, which is it, more or less?
Well, I was actually thinking Mexico.
Their faces are inches apart, almost kissing, but she pulls away. They spin on the roundabout. Donning his leather jacket, Dalton knocks on a motel room door. Val leaves a girl in his bed.
You're killing me, Dalton.
Get your gear up.
Oh, now's not a good time.
Head down south to Cabo, Shane's coming.
Damn, really?
The girl eyes Val.
Give me 10 minutes, all right? Come on.
Junior lies dead on a stretcher outside the nightclub.
Sorry. Oh, no. No, man, I'm taking it with me.
Can't do that, son.
Trey glares angrily at the police officer.
Now, we're going to find out who done this. If any ideas, who would have want to kill your brother?
If I knew who did this, you have two dead bodies right now.
We got a witness. He says she saw the whole thing. A white male, mid-20s, rode a custom motorcycle. Wore black and orange leathers.
Black and orange leathers.
Hey, you know somebody fits that description?
Not anymore.
Trey gurns and departs. A black station wagon with blacked-out windows drives up. It sports U.S. government license plates. A young, casually dressed guy emerges.
FBI. Agent McPherson, Federal Gang Task Force.
Sheriff Barnes, you don't look like your typical Fed.
What'd you expect? A cheap suit, late model Taurus, a $10 haircut?
How'd y'all get here so fast?
Get this many jacked up motorheads in one place, all wearing colors, something's bound to happen. Pays to be close. Oh, this is Agent Henderson. Don't let her good looks fool you. She's still one of the best field operatives I have. Excuse me, I have to take this. Yeah. Hey, baby. Well,
what do we have here?
A crime scene right
typical
now.
Homicide.
A typical homicide. Well, maybe you can explain to me what a typical homicide is.
All right, I'll take care of it. Yeah, I promise.
Got an eyewitness.
You do?
Yep.
You practically got this solved.
I love you, too. Jesus Christ.
You got the murder weapon, and she says she saw the whole thing.
Congratulations.
I don't care if we have to comb every inch of California. I want that boy Ford, and I want his head in Dojo's bowl by midnight. Amen?
Amen.
Trey's gang disperses. China straddles her bike, and Henry's gang ride out into the dawn. Henderson at the motel reception desk with a photocopy of Ford's ID.
Hotel policy for cash customers.
Jay. Got him.
Son of a bitch. Tried to pop Ford 6 months ago.
It's cute.
You can visit him in prison. Map.
That's why you broke. You eat too much.
I got it.
What were you planning on paying with your good looks and your smile?
Ford and his friends in a diner.
I love a girl who can take care of herself, man. I would have come back, too.
If you boys will excuse me. It seems like I'm overdue for some paint and bodywork myself.
So what are you going to do about Henry? We got a plan, right?
Yeah, once we're in the clear, I'm going to tell Henry where he can pick up his shit. Of course, I'm also going to call that punk McPherson and tell him. Maybe I can arrange a little get-together with the evidence. And that way everybody gets what they deserve, right? Henry gets his shit, McPherson gets Henry, and we all go to Mexico and get drunk.
As I reported earlier, Wallace, a member of an Inglewood motorcycle gang known as the Reapers, was brutally murdered last night with a motorcycle chain. With the help of an eyewitness, the FBI has come up with this suspect, Kerry Ford, a white male in his late 20s. Ford was last seen riding a black custom motorcycle and wearing orange and black racing leathers. If you have any idea as to his whereabouts, please contact the local authorities. Kerry Ford is now the prime suspect in the murder of Junior Wallace.
Call the sheriff, Al.
Ford was just spotted at Lone Pine.
Let's drive a little.
McPherson drives off. Trey and his gang are on the road in convoy. Trey reaches for his mobile phone.
Yeah! You just heard on the scanner they spotted the white boy.
Huh? Dawson's Creek, the white boy.
All right, give me a map.
Gotta make up some time.
Trey is handed a map out of his henchman's speeding car. An oncoming car swerves off the road. Trey returns the map and accelerates ahead. Gazing out over a lake, Luther, Henry and other bikers stand in a line urinating. Henry dials on his mobile. Val's slinky new girlfriend hugs him from behind.
Yeah.
Give me Ford.
Ford, it's for you. Ford.
Changing plans.
Seems your buddy Junior turned up dead.
Feds think you did it.
Reapers think you did it. Hell, everybody thinks you did it.
But you tell me where my stuff is and it all goes away.
I don't take orders, Henry. Never have, never will.
What's that?
You ever heard the philosophy of what you put out comes back to you tenfold?
You spent too much time in Chinkland, Ford. What does that mean?
It means that I don't want to be standing next to you when the shit hits the fan. And by the way, Henry, Chinkland implies China, all right? I was in Thailand. It's a different country.
Hey, but go! Hold it right there. Everybody down on the ground! What's doing it?
You got the wrong guy.
We'll let the sheriff sort it out when they get here.
Are you okay, Merton? I got it under control!
I didn't kill anybody.
You, Earl? Loved your French toast. Sit down.
Like I said, I love a girl who can take care of herself.
Thanks.
You were just on the news and that guy you got in a fight with, he's dead.
Henry's setting me up. He wants his drugs back.
Oh, hey, I know. Why don't you give them back to him?
I can't. It's the only insurance I got.
You were with me last night. I'm your alibi. Down, Earl! Tell the cops.
Right now, it ain't the cops that I'm worried about.
Not good.
Reapers! That's right, Shane. You think we can finish this conversation later?
All right. Once we're in the clear, you call the cops. Green?
What do you want me to do with this?
Forget what I said about liking women who can take care of themselves.
Sorry, Nina. It's gonna get a little crazy. It'll be safer here than running with us. I'll see you back in L.A.
What am I supposed to
do for now? Hang out with Earl?
She is left holding rifles as the others speed off across the desert. Earl and diner customers stand outside the diner as Trey's gang roar up.
Which way? Which way did you say, old man?
At gunpoint.
Which way?
Shotgun!
Trey's gang pursues.
Let's catch him, kill him, and bury him!
What are we gonna do, Ford?
Where are we going?
I'm working on it!
The bikes soar over dunes. Trey's speedo reads 92, 94, 95. Trey's gang pull up on a ridge and stare out over the empty desert.
Which way did they go?
Trey checks all around. Nothing. Ford and friends hide. Trey and his gang rejoin the road. Ford, Val, Dalton and Shane are parked up in a disused mine. Ford lobs stones against the wall. Shane throws a stone at him. He slowly turns to face her.
Now can we call the cops?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not just the cops, it's McPherson.
McPherson?
The guy that tore up your shop. He already thinks I'm a drug dealer. Now, he thinks I shot Junior. And he has no reason to think otherwise unless I can prove it.
Bad just turned to worse. Bent Link.
Well, this just keeps getting better and better.
The guy who sprained him's okay.
He was strangled, by the way.
Who?
Junior. He was strangled with a bike chain.
Shit. Henry used the chain off his own bike.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
How did you know that? Well, it's complicated.
McPherson.
Are you gonna turn left or are we going to
no,
Oregon?
Because it's right. It's right.
It's right. What?
I know where I'm. Get the finger out of my face. I know where I'm going.
Shane catches a bike chain part.
Henry just screwed himself. See the scratches and nicks?
Yeah.
Well, I picked him up from the sprocket. Now, no two bikes got the same chain wear pattern, because no two sprockets are the same. So we matched the chain used to kill Junior with Henry's bike, and we got him.
Like a fingerprint. Try not to move your lips so much when you think.
Now we call the cops, right?
Now we call the cops. Real cute guys.
In a row.
Ford glares at them. Ford at a public phone.
Pearson, it's Ford.
It's like you're trading up, going from drug trafficking to first degree murder.
Yeah, it was set up.
You know, it's funny. In my business, I hear that a lot.
Loud. Record is on.
I want to set you up, Ford.
Henry James?
Oh, leader of the Hellions. Now, why would he want to do that?
Those drugs you were looking for, they belong to Henry. I stashed them the night before you raided the shop. Now it seems Henry wants his drugs back.
Well, I'll tell you what. You tell me where those drugs are. I might buy that give Henry motive. And maybe we can work something out.
Now, maybe don't cut it. Arrest Henry. Then I'll take you to the drugs.
Arrest him? On what grounds?
First degree murder. What if I could tie the murder weapon to Henry?
Big if.
Arrest him. Get his bike, I'll show you.
Get his bike, okay. Anyone else you'd like me to arrest while I'm at it? Ex-girlfriend, second grade teacher. Hold on, I'm making a list.
You're not listening to me, all right? Henry killed Junior.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, then you can't help me.
The receiver dangles. Nighttime. Ford is at a gas station. McPherson speeds across the desert, driven by Henderson. Ford rejoins his cohorts in the disused mine.
Well, that didn't fly. Screw it. Let's just all haul ass down to Mexico and don't look back.
As much as I hate to say it, I agree with him.
We're going to L.A.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I have to get Henry's bike. That's the only thing that'll clear me.
Well, they're gonna have checkpoints set up on every dirt road between here and the coast. And we're not exactly hard to spot driving these. You wanna ditch the bikes?
No, I'd rather be fast than invisible. Come on. Wouldn't be any fun if it was easy, right? I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The four bikes speed along a desert highway in convoy. Trey and his gang are parked up in a roadside graveyard.
Popo got all the highways blocked between here and L.A.
L.A.? Why would he go to the one place he know I got on lockdown?
Let's catch him on the interstate.
No, he's smarter than that. He's trying to backdoor us. He's going through the palms. That's the way I go, and that's the way we going.
At a gas station, Henderson reads a document from the Bureau of Prisons.
You know, Jay, Henry James did pull 6 months in L.A. County last year for possession. Maybe Ford is onto something.
Well, then you can't help me.
Call in. Check everything between Lone Pine and L.A.
You don't think Ford's going back to L.A., do you?
I think he's going after Henry James.
If he's right and Henry did set him up, that's what I do.
Let's go!
You have to pay for the gas.
Oh, right.
Trey and his gang sit astride their bikes by the side of the road and watch as Ford and his friends speed by. A gun is cocked.
Reverse!
Trey's gang ride in pursuit.
We'll lose him in the palm!
They're going into the tree!
I can see that, fool. Stay on board.
They drive into a forest of palm trees. Ford stares ahead grimly as he and his friends speed between trees, closely followed by Trey and his gang.
They're
shooting at us, Ford!
I know!
What are we gonna do?
Go right! Don't follow me!
Two of Trey's men ride into a fallen tree and tumble off their bikes. Ford brakes, spinning his bike against a tree, and rides back through his pursuers. Two bikes collide.
Meet the twins!
One biker shoots at Shane, who shoots back. She tumbles off her bike. Shane hides behind a palm tree.
All right, Ford! Just you and me, baby!
Trey chases Ford across dusty plains alongside a train. Wielding two pistols, Trey's henchman advances slowly on hiding Shane. Shane grabs a detached bike exhaust as a makeshift club.
Shouldn't pick on girls.
She hit him with the exhaust. Ford and Trey speed alongside the train. Ford zooms up a ramp and lands on a carriage roof. Trey does likewise. Trey glares at Ford, who wheels round and drives along the carriage roofs. Trey chases him. Trey aims a handgun. Ford lands between carriages, wheelies, and drives into the carriage as Trey reloads. Ford drives between startled passengers. Trey rides along the roof above him. Ford rides off the train back onto the desert. He accelerates ahead of the train and rides the tracks across a low bridge. Trey drives off the train roof. The two men ride along the tracks just ahead of the train. A tire bursts. Trey lies trapped under his bike on the tracks as the train bears down on him. Ford turns and speeds back towards him. Ford leaps from his bike and rips Trey free just before the train piles into Trey's stricken bike. The bike explodes and the two men are flung through the air. Trey cocks his gun as he staggers to his feet. They face off. The train passes burning wreckage. Ford has disappeared. Trey scans around. Ford stands alone. A bike roars up behind him. He whirls round.
You all right?
Shane pats the seat.
Just jumped my bike on the roof of a moving train. Amazing what you can do when you have no choice.
Ford straddles her bike. Shane rides Pillion.
Where are Val and Dalton?
He had me, dog. He had me. I was gone. He the one snatched me up out of there. I'm trying to figure out why. What's up? He ain't acting like no killer.
All I know is your brother dead and that's crack on the run.
Shit don't feel right. Don't sound right, don't look right. Only way we can find out is if we get our hands on old boy.
I'm with that, man.
Well, get your black ass up and let's go. Everybody, let's go!
Night. Val and Dalton waiting for them by the pumps.
First on Val's beach anywhere. Must be the chick.
Yeah, stop for a manicure.
Want this hour's bad news? Every major road in L.A. is blocked. I know you said it wouldn't be any fun if it was easy, but does it have to be this much fun?
They munch on Doritos. Ford is on the phone in a public telephone box.
You said you could make this go away. How?
Sometimes witnesses forget what they saw, refuse to testify.
You still want your shit back? I'll call you when I get to L.A. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Shane stares at Ford.
What?
Henry smiles. Henderson and McPherson driving.
Jay, something about this doesn't sit with me. Ford doesn't profile up as a killer.
Yeah? Yeah, good instincts, Henderson. Listen, I gave Ford a chance to tell the truth 6 months ago. He ran. I gave him another chance last night. He ran again. Innocent men, Henderson, don't run.
You went for it!
Now we just gotta get past the several hundred cops between us and L.A. God, I hope you have a plan this time.
Yeah, I got a plan.
A truck in Transnational Racing livery pulls up. They snap a padlock and bust in through the rear doors with their bikes. The driver closes the cab door and chooses a key. Ford jumps inside the back of the truck.
You gonna leave without me?
The truck drives out of the gas station, rear doors closing, as McPherson drives in. Inside the truck, they uncover a racing car.
Oh my God. Check it out, man.
Henderson and McPherson enter the gas station store. A young clerk dozes.
Seen three bikers and a chick on a couple of crotch rockets in the last hour.
Must be some water up here.
Okay, Words strung together into sentences obviously bewilder you. Let me try again. Three dudes, a girl, and a couple of bikes.
Don't know. Seen a lot of truckers.
Really?
One girl. Man, you should have seen the pair.
Shut up. Does this thing work?
He points at a CCTV monitor. Inside the truck, Ford hurls a spanner.
Ford, what is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Is it fried?
Yeah.
Ford lies on his back and rests his legs up against the inside of the truck. Shane bends down over him.
Say never actually told me why he chose Thailand.
Well, I just wanted to go someplace that wouldn't remind me of you.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work out for you?
Not real well.
No?
Oh, come on, admit it. You're so glad I came back.
I just had nothing better to do this weekend.
Why are we stopping in the middle of the interstate?
Roadblock.
A police roadblock.
Good evening, officer.
Can you step out of the vehicle, please?
Is there a problem?
No, sir. Just a routine check. You mind opening her up?
No, not at all.
Inside the truck, Dalton sticks a key in his bike ignition.
Where are you coming from?
Barstow.
Let's try in Barstow.
Yeah, just a little.
The driver heads to the truck rear doors, fingering his keys. The fob displays a topless woman.
Hey, Ed! What are you doing back so soon?
I got a race in L.A. tomorrow night.
He's all right. Regular hero here on the local circuit. Let him through.
Yes, sir.
Ed! Good luck tomorrow night. Beat it.
Thanks, Frank.
Ford and his friends untense. Ford smiles and shakes his head. The driver clambers back into his cab. The policeman waved the truck on. The road sign reads, "Entering Los Angeles County." Families play in the sunshine. Luther grips a shiny chain and lashes a vending machine, releasing candy bars.
Ford should have caught us by now.
He's just having a good run. Don't sweat it, man.
We got over a mil riding on this, and we're looking at life in prison if Ford doesn't go down how we planned. Don't tell me not to sweat it!
Henry grips Luther's throat. China licks her lips.
So grab yourself a candy bar and shut your mouth.
Henry drops Luther, grabs China by the neck, and straddles his bike. Another bike arrives, the rider wearing sneakers.
Woo! Oh! That's a sweet hog, man. Look at that beast! Live to ride.
Huh? Or that, yeah.
Hey, do you think we can get a picture of you guys? We're on a road trip and we email people on our buddy list like where we're at and stuff. Can we do that? Who's in love?
They are.
That's it, right there. Give me a big smile like you guys are, you know, human. You blinked. He blinked. Oh. And she blinked. Look at this. Let's do it again.
Good.
This time, no blinking.
Henry punches the weekend biker and catches his camera. He photographs the dazed man under his boot. The truck is on the highway.
Now what?
Inside, Ford springs up, alert. Police roadblock. McPherson's wagon blocks the road.
It's also about financial freedom.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, why don't you open up the back for me? It's a long truck.
McPherson and Henderson head towards the back of the truck.
dump with me.
The driver notices the missing padlock.
That's weird.
What?
My lock's gone.
Henderson and McPherson draw handguns. The doors are opened. Boxes are stacked in the truck. The racing car bursts out of the truck, showering debris. Ford is driving, Shane beside him. Val and Dalton are on their motorbikes alongside. McPherson levels his gun.
Wait for a green light!
McPherson shoots as Ford and his outriders smash through barriers.
Let's go! Make a hole!
Truck's broke. Call a tow truck.
Are you done?
Get in. I'm driving.
Trey gives McPherson a thumbs up.
Fuck the police!
Is that threat?
I think it was.
McPherson races after them. Ford, in his racing car, pursued by Trey on his bike, weaves through traffic.
Ford, traffic!
Ahead of them, the Los Angeles skyline.
Bob, this is why I hate four wheels.
Hey! You're gonna have to make a break!
We go together!
No, you and Val can get Shane out of this!
No way, I'm going with you!
They snog, their car swerves and accelerates.
No, you're not.
God damn it, Ford!
He climbs out of the window and leaps across onto the back of Dalton's bike.
I always knew you had a thing for me! Get her out of here!
Dalton leaps over and into the car. Ford motions ahead and zooms away. McPherson's wagon smashes cars out of his path.
Up, watch out.
And I'm not going to stand for it. I want to return the bike. You can take it back.
Helmetless Ford rides through barriers whose debris smashes McPherson's windscreen.
Whoa. What do you mean I can't bring it back, okay? There's only 200 miles on the bike.
You say one word.
Ford rides up a ramp and shoots onto the opposite lanes.
Asshole!
Hello. Hang up again.
Trey follows Ford over, swerving between cars.
Bikers.
This is crazy. We can call backup.
You don't like my driving, Henderson. You can get out and hitch.
Their wagon spins off the ramp.
No, no way!
The wagon crushes the weekend biker's car as he leaps out.
Thank God for airbags. Shut up.
Ford and Trey swerve through oncoming traffic. Ford busts through wooden traffic barriers and kicks out at Trey riding alongside him. Trey's bike skids into Ford's and both men are thrown off.
Come on, Ford.
You got this wrong.
They wrestle on the tarmac. They bash against each other, neither with the advantage. A handgun lands on Ford's chest.
Damn! Crazy white boy! Look, man, I don't wanna...
Ford aims at Trey.
Think you man enough to drop that hammer?
Don't want to.
I didn't kill Junior either. If I did, I probably would have let you die back at the tracks.
Why didn't you just stick around and talk to me?
I didn't think this conversation would go all that well.
Trey sneers.
All right. You didn't kill him, who did?
Henry James. He set me up.
Helicopters buzz past.
So I'm supposed to just believe what you say now?
Well, see for yourself. I'm taking him down. You don't believe me, you can always shoot me then. Drop this.
Ford hands over the gun. Henderson stands beside the upside-down wagon, McPherson trapped inside.
This better be someone with good news or money.
What would you say if I could hand you Junior's killer and Henry's drugs all at the same time?
Where?
You know the address. He busted his doors down about 6 months ago. Meet me there in 2 hours.
Ford tosses Trey the mobile phone, then opens large metal container doors to reveal two custom bikes. Ford releases petrol caps and pulls out vials of drugs. Trey watches. Ford tosses Trey a vial.
Crystal meth!
Trey grins at Ford.
I don't suppose we got a spare set of hands?
Ford wheels out one of the custom motorbikes.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me. How we doing over there?
Just me and the fishes, man. If a mermaid pops up, I'll call you.
Trey's lieutenant is at docks.
Just stay there, Dalton.
Yeah, it's lovely here. All
right, I'll see you in a little while.
Just be careful, all right?
Well, you know me.
Yeah, that's why I'm worried.
I'll call you when it's over.
Trey shakes his head. Ford looks sheepish.
Who the hell is that?
I ordered pizza.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
You're not kidding?
I eat when I'm nervous.
He eats when he's horny. He just likes to eat.
Dalton, wearing boxing gloves, opens the door.
How you doing?
The delivery guy twitches. Dalton investigates.
Seems like your boy ain't coming. Now what?
He'll be here. Trust me.
Telling me you got $1 million worth of my ice? I try to be punctual.
You ain't Henry.
Trey sips beer.
People will never forget this.
One of Trey's henchmen munches an apple at the docks when he suddenly gets hit from behind. Ooh. Another henchman gets bashed. Ford and Trey wait in Shane's auto repair shop. Ford looks at the Polaroid of him and Shane smiling happily that he got from the diner. Shane sighs and looks over to Trey, who opens his palms.
He'll be here.
No, I ain't exactly known for my patience.
Trey cocks his gun and faces Ford. Ford unveils a silver motorbike.
What's this?
Y2K. Fastest bike in the world. Carbon fiber chassis. Built around a Rolls Royce jet helicopter engine.
0 to 200 in less than 10 seconds, huh? I heard of these. What's wrong with this one?
I don't own it.
FBI!
No!
Hands where I can see
it.
The weapon
Hands
down!
Hands behind your head!
You tried to set me up!
It's cool, they're here to take down Henry.
Put the gun on the ground and slide it over to me now!
Fierce, and you're supposed to wait till after Henry shows up. Didn't you learn anything in FBI school?
Ford, shut up!
Those Henry's bikes?
Yeah.
And the mats inside them?
Yeah.
And nice work. Hey, Nancy, Drew.
No! Don't shoot! Stop! What a sad and sudden tragedy!
Nice shot, by the way. Seriously. So now,
I get to pin this murder on you, and, well, everyone knows you killed Junior, so now I can shoot you both.
Shit.
Yeah. So, which one of you guys wants to go first?
Him. Shoot him first.
You sure the drugs are in there?
McPherson shot Henderson. He goes to check the motorbikes, keeping his gun aimed at Ford and Trey.
Hey! They're wired. You put the gun on the ground or we all go up.
McPherson's mobile.
It's my girlfriend. Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, baby. I'm fine. Why don't you come in? All right. You're gonna love her.
Motorbikes drive in. Luther has Dalton chained behind him, attached to Val. Henry follows.
Meet my partner.
Did you really think I was stupid enough to walk into a trap? Wait. Say hello, bitch.
Shane.
Look who it is. Guess the lunch line's gonna be a little shorter at family reunions. Huh? Dog? I should have done your ass when I did your bitch brother.
Yeah, you should have.
Really?
All right, it seems we have ourselves a little dilemma. Give me my meth, or your little girlfriend here is going to redefine the term airhead. Now, drop that switch.
China slaps Shane's ass and rolls her tongue at Shane lasciviously.
Who knows, baby? If you look time with us, she might not want to go back to Ford.
Ford starts forward. McPherson aims his gun.
Go ahead, take a moment. We've got plenty of time.
Henry manhandles Shane towards a hook. He chains her to it. Henderson is crawling, talking into her mobile phone.
Requesting backup at 12,000 North Alameda Street.
Henderson hides. Ford attacks. Trey jumps onto his bike. Luther fires a shotgun. Trey rides into McPherson. Ford batters Henry. Luther whirls a bike chain at Val and Dalton. Trey rides into Henry's gang members. China attacks Ford. Trey runs over and punches a hoodlum. Henry strangles Ford with one hand. He eyes his meth. Shane kicks Henry between the legs, and he and Ford fight. Luther fights Val and Dalton. Trey chains Luther to his bike, and Luther is suspended.
Ain't that ironic?
Luther has been hanged by the chain. Henry grabs the bag of drugs and jumps on his bike. Ford shoots handcuffs off Shane.
You okay?
Yeah. Where's him?
I gotta get that bike.
I gotta get that bitch.
Damn right.
Ford leaps astride the sleek silver Y2K superbike and roars off. Wearing sunglasses, he bursts out of a window. McPherson aims at Trey, Val, and Dalton.
Little Power Rangers, all right?
I heard. Huh? Hey!
Jay! Bulletproof vest, asshole.
Oh, oh shit! Whoa, whoa.
You were always a punk.
She hits the switch and the building explodes. Ford guns the throttle of his superbike and shoots off at incredible speed. Shane and China hurtle towards each other on bikes. Shane ducks as China reverse wheelies, aiming her back wheel at Shane's head. chain seethes. They wheelie into each other, bashing wheels. They circle each other astride their bikes. China leaps atop her bike and swings a kick at Shane. She speeds after Shane. The two women barge shoulders. China punches Shane. They race side by side, fighting viciously. China pulls her butterfly knife and guns her bike towards Shane. She swings at Shane, who ducks. Shane is slashed. China stabs again. Shane avoids. Shane kicks the knife from her attacker's hand. Shane somersaults backwards, kicking China off her bike and through a car windscreen.
Looks like you did, bitch.
Ford races at top speed after Henry. Hats are blown off and dresses lifted. Cars crash. Henry hits a button on his handlebar. His bike spurts forward. Ford follows through traffic. Henry shoots behind him. Fiery trail burns along the road behind Ford's back tire. Ford closes in. Henry aims. Ford bashes Henry. They fight as they ride their bikes. They dodge traffic. Ford somersaults and lands on Henry. Sparks and debris fly all over the road. Ford is flung from a fireball and a bus breaks, its tire coming to rest on Ford's cheek. Ford looks up in disbelief. The bearded driver looks down at him, stunned. Ford gets to his feet. Shane races up.
Ride.
Ford raises eyebrows and unzips his leather jacket. He drives off with Shane on pillion. Ford and Shane walk back into the wrecked auto repair shop. He kneels down by injured Henderson.
You all right?
I'll live.
This is Henry Sprocket. Should match the chain. He's...
Your friends just told me. Could we maybe do this later?
Woo! All these dead white folks around here.
So it looked like we done, huh?
Ford nods, and they clasp hands.
Sorry about your brother.
Yeah. You know I gotta get out of here. Me and Johnny Law ain't exactly on a first-name basis.
Hey.
What?
Thanks.
Don't sweat it, man. Just do me one favor.
What's that?
Keep your ass out of Inglewood.
Ford grins as Trey swaggers back to his gang. Shane surveys the wreckage of her shop. Ford walks up behind her.
Shop was the only thing in the world that was really mine. Do you have any idea how long it took me to save up for it?
I'm sorry, Shane.
Well, you're in the clear now, so I guess you got what you wanted.
Distraught looking, Ford touches her arm and she turns. He hands her the Polaroid of him and her.
You're looking at the only reason that I came back. I'm betting on more days like that.
You know what you could do for me, Ford? Take me to Mexico.
Her eyes glow with love. He smiles and they kiss passionately. Dalton is observing them with a wry grin.
Where are we heading?
South. I got someone to pick up. Let's ride.
Under a blue sky, five bikes roar down a desert road, spewing plumes of dust behind them. ITFC audio description.
Something to sip on with my